Well, the state-run Global Times has been detailing extensively what the military actions are about and what weaponry and other assets have been deployed. And one of the things it's talked about today is how the missiles that were fired from China over Taiwan the day before showed that China had the ability to hit targets in the Philippine Sea like aircraft carriers that may try to intervene. That was, without a shadow of a doubt, a reference to the USS Ronald Reagan, which has been ordered by the Pentagon to remain in that area to monitor the situation. It is expected to remain tense in the coming days. Separately, reports are saying that Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi cancelled a face-to-face meeting with his Japanese counterpart, Yoshimasa Hayashi, on the sidelines of an ASEAN gathering in Cambodia after the G7 issued a statement expressing concern about Beijing's threatening actions. It also comes after Tokyo said that missiles fired by China had landed into its exclusive economic zone. This may be seen as a direct warning to Japan, as it has also become increasingly outspoken about the need to maintain Taiwan's national security.